Welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with comedian Tom Holmes.
Ahoy.
Fantasy football expert Ash Kernsworth.
Hello, everybody.
And me, Craig Hazel. We, as always, be going through all of the last game week 27, a week that saw Arsenal lose again in the North London Derby, which we'll start up in a minute. And obviously, we'll go through all your questions on Facebook, Twitter, and email in section two. And in part three, we'll look ahead to the next game week, which sadly is a bit longer than we'd like it to be. But yeah, we'll start as we always do. Going through the game week, and Tom, we're going to come straight to you because we said it'd be the biggest game, and you know,
pushed for time. Skip this one, I think. Crack on.
That's it. That's
Everton.
It. That's
yeah,
it for part one.
Palace. And yeah, I know, mate. Do you know what? Before the game, I said, and I can't believe I'm saying it as an Arsenal fan, but I'd have been happy with a draw. And we got beaten 1-0. And who scores? Harry fucking Kane, Arsenal fan, Harry Kane. So
Arsenal fan.
Do you know what? I wasn't even that disappointed because I didn't really expect too much else.
I don't think anyone did they? And like, no. FPL point of view, a lot of people might have taken the captain's armband off Kane because home to Arsenal, blah, blah. But, you know, we always bang on about the fact if they're as good as Kane, it doesn't really matter who they're playing.
I would be so shit on Arsenal fan TV, wouldn't I, if they asked that afterwards. All the Arsenal fans furious. Okay. To be honest, mate, I think we're shit in it, so I'm not really that bothered.
Yeah. You're far too calm and logical for Arsenal fan TV.
Thanks.
Oh yeah, it was a good result. I was really hoping for a marginal loss. That's the best we could hope for.
That is it. I love it. Yeah, it's going on there and being like, I'm quite happy. 1-0, losing 1-0, that's fine.
Yeah.
But then at least that's good, sensible. But yeah, Kane obviously gets the goal. Ben Davis gets an assist and a clean sheet, obviously. He is a bit of a fantasy football monster, isn't he?
Yeah.
Didn't he sort of drop off for a little bit? I know he was like quite heavily picked at the start of the season. He had a few decent game weeks, and then he fell off a little bit.
Well, he suffers from mega Tottenham rotation, so he plays every other game week basically.
He did, and then in the last 8 weeks, he's there permanently. And it looks like Danny Rose is going to be out, you know, of Spurs next season, and he has notched up some serious points in the last 7 or 8 weeks.
He's the thorn in Rose's side.
Sort of the other way around, but yeah.
That's it. Tom's already trying to pitch bad podcast titles in 3 minutes into part one.
He's the sixth top scoring defender now.
Yeah, he's Spurs' top scoring defender despite being cheaper than 0.4 million cheaper than Vertonghen.
Nice.
In fact, he's even 0.4 cheaper than Sanchez, Davinson Sanchez.
Yes.
So he's the cheapest member of the current Spurs back four.
And he's smashing it points-wise.
Yeah, I mean, I don't include Trippier in that, actually. So I was thinking of tonight's lineup, the Champions League. Trippier at 5.2 is obviously great value, but you just don't know if Aurier is going to come back in, do you?
No, that's right. Their wing-backs are just impossible.
On the right-hand side, but I would argue now until the end of the season, on the left-hand side, Davis has probably got it locked.
If Rose isn't coming back, definitely. But I don't know what the status of him is.
A Rose by any other name...
Is that one?
We're doing Shakespeare now.
Is that where it's from?
Yeah, I believe that's where it's from. Like it's a film. Is that from Shakespeare? Is that from Shakespeare 2? I can't remember.
Shakespeare 2, Return of William.
Yeah, Shakespeare 2, Electric Boogaloo. Yeah. I remember that one. But it wasn't unexpected.
If Danny Rose isn't near to coming back, I mean, he's like a must pick.
Because I've got Vertonghen, and I suddenly looked at it and went, hang on, why do I have Vertonghen when I could have Davis if that's a lock now? So it's a bit of a, you know, bit of a no-brainer, really, if he's going to play every week.
Also, talking of Arsenal, Lacazette is dog shit, but good luck because he's injured.
For 5 or 6 weeks, which means nothing to anyone.
5 or 6 weeks, although they were saying about our upcoming Europa game, we've got no Giroud, obviously, because we sold him to Chelsea.
Yeah.
Aubameyang is cup tied, so we've only got Danny Welbeck.
Danny bloody Welbeck. Do you still have Chuba Akpom? Play him. I don't know. Play someone like that. Quick point on the defenders before we move on, Ash. Obviously, they're a risk, the fullbacks as a rotation quite often. But being fullbacks, they're less likely to get rotated in and out, aren't they? As in, as a sub. So if they come, if they're named as a sub, if Ben Davis or Trippier is named as a sub, then presumably they're not going to get any minutes. So as long as your first sub's good, it doesn't really matter.
That's not a bad plan. The problem is they're not mega cheap. It's a fucking risky strategy, isn't it? Although if they do come on, they still get a point.
Yeah, you'd just be disappointed. But yeah, anyways, just worth food for thought.
That's a good point.
I think I noticed before that Ben Davis. Yeah, so the games he did. Only the games he missed, he played 1 minute in basically all of them. So if he hadn't won every other game, he'd be getting fucked over, yeah.
That is a problem, enough. Moving on to
Palace. From one Davis to another, so that's the sort of links you want, mate. From one Davis to another.
That is seamless, you know, sorry.
Tom Davis.
Sorry. That's a bit on me.
Scored a goal. Yeah, so maybe I should host.
That's on me.
And you just pitch in with things like, oh, you know, oh, who's he? He's got a big willy. Things like that. That sort of stuff I say. Tom Davis did score for Everton, didn't he? Because they dicked Palace. And that's Tom Davis, not from Murder and Successville, and not Tom Davis, not from Murder and Successville. The other Tom Davis, who has been quiet all season.
Yeah.
First goal and first decent points that he's had the entire time. Yeah. He's had no good points all season.
It's a weirdly stacked squad to get into, though, at Everton. So they don't all necessarily perform, but they are all... There's a lot of them there, and Allardyce is just kind of finding his team. But he has got Sigurdsson. He has got Gylfi Sigurdsson playing well again.
Yeah, he scored,
which
didn't
is
he?
Big.
Oh, I noticed that because on the coverage for it, they were going, "Oh well, Davis scored," and it just shows you it was Tim Sherwood. He was like, "Oh yeah, Davis scored." That shows you bringing this young talent. Forget these like really expensive players. It's all about the young talent. And then I saw the goal, and basically Sigurdsson did everything, and fucking Davis tapped it in.
Hmm. Yeah, he got the assist. Which is nice. Yeah.
But then Tim Sherwood is how that guy gets any work as a pundit. Yeah. Like, it is beyond
Tim.
Me. He can't. Yeah, exactly. Tactics Tim. Gilet Tim. But yeah, Sigurdsson playing. He hasn't necessarily converted into fantasy football yet this season. But football wise, he's playing very well. And then old slip it in.
Yeah. Slip it in Nias.
Yeah. So he gets
goal
another goal
assist for him as well. Yeah. Yeah, he's. I'm seeing him increasingly in a lot more teams.
Well, yeah, he was in mine at the beginning of the season because he is a good player. It just didn't work out for him, Koeman, for whatever reason. But he's in my. I've got him in my draft team actually, and I looked at his goals. He's got 7 league goals this season. Yeah. But bearing in mind his own Allardyce clearly likes him, so he's now starting under Allardyce the last few games. His goals to minute ratio is better than quite a lot of big players. It's better than Raheem Sterling's. It's better than Jamie Vardy's. It's better than Firmino's. Better than Lukaku's.
Really?
It's better than Morata.
Understandable about Lukaku. But Vardy and Firmino, that's interesting.
Yeah, so he's 5 goals shy of Firmino. Obviously, Firmino has a lot of assists, so fantasy football-wise, it's kind of irrelevant there. But to someone like Vardy, for instance, who's got 13 goals and 1 assist this season, and Nias has got 7 goals and 2, but his goals per minute is very, very good. So if he carries on starting, there's no reason to think he won't carry on scoring at that rate. And obviously, he's very cheap at 4.8 million.
Interesting.
But if he's only played he's only played 90 minutes once, basically.
Yeah, he's stuck. But then I think as a striker playing 90 minutes is not always that likely. But I think it's more about starts. He's started the last 3 games now. So I'm not saying bring him in, but I'm saying watch the next 1 or 2 games. If he starts the next 2 games and he started 5 in a row and adds another goal or two, then he might be worth it at 4.8 to replace that, you know, that Jordan Ayew spot or that whatever spot.
Yeah, definitely. I've got him in my draft team as well. And I was pretty happy about that.
Same.
4.8, that is bloody cheap.
Oh, on a side note, my draft team this week scored 197 points, which I was quite happy with.
Jesus Christ.
Pretty big. And then Palace's consolation goal, Milivojevic. Mm. Asher said it for a while. Holding midfielder, but scores, takes penalties. That's a good pick.
So cheap. I mean, especially if you got on it early.
Back to back goals for the lad. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4 in 6.
Ever since.
Fucking mad.
Well, that's exactly what I said last week. He plays 90 minutes every game. And ever since that stolen penalty.
Yeah.
Now, you know, he's always going to be taking them. And he plays every minute.
Yeah.
And they're the team that's got the most penalties in the league. So
role he plays, he's on 7 league goals. That's the equivalent of if Nemanja Matic or N'Golo Kante were scoring 7 goals a season.
Oh my God.
They'd be amazing. Well, I say 7 goals a season. It's only February. So, like, a holding midfielder like that to score they're always cheap, and to score that amount of goals in a season is unbelievable. I don't, he must be
4.8
above
4.8 mil as well. That's
he must
ridiculous.
Be above so many attacking midfielders. I guess in the problem terms is of goals.
They've got they've lost Zaha, haven't they?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So injured. Whether they'll get as many penalties now, I don't know.
Yeah, although he got a goal this week. I know. Yeah, I know what you mean. Maybe that will affect it, but he's so cheap. It's worth having a look at when they've got a favourable matchup. And
he's say if he's filling in your. Like a lot of people have got four good midfielders and then one budget guy. Like he's now on better form. Well, maybe not than Gross because he got a load of points the other week, but he's in that category and he's cheaper. So
I've done it. I pulled the trigger on him. Yeah, I've done it. Elsewhere, we had Stoke versus Brighton. Tom this time has mentioned him a few times. Shaqiri, Bojan Shaqiri, getting another goal. Ifkiedo at Brighton getting the other, who is a kind of a new face on the scene that might be worth having a look at. Classed as a midfielder, but kind of one of those 40 midfielders. He's been there all season, but he's only just started to start games. Two goals in two.
Again, back to back goals. Yeah.
Did you follow your own advice and bring in Shaqiri?
No, I've had him before. I've had him and got rid of him for someone more expensive who I thought was better. And it's the same with Gross. I can't bring myself to bring him back in for someone like Pogba when I probably should.
Yeah.
But. That's, do you know what I mean?
When Pogba got injured before, that's exactly why. Well, when he got suspended, didn't he? Just after he came back from injury, I brought in Shaqiri and he did nothing the whole time until I got rid of him, which goes
same here, really. He was sort of on and off, but he's really hit some form again.
The thing with him is they've got loads of good players, haven't they? They've got all these players. So he's not vital to them doing well. So he can go missing for like five games and it's not really going to affect them. Whereas, say, Arnautovic is basically playing up front.
Yeah.
So it makes, or just behind Chicharito, maybe. So it makes a difference. Like, if he's not there, the team revolves around him more. Whereas Shaqiri, like, if he just disappears on the wing.
Shaqiri, yeah. We got an email from that woman who said that I looked like Shaqiri, didn't we?
I forgot about that.
I don't remember that. That's a good, that is a good story.
In my mind, I was like, she said you look like Shakira. And I was like, what? And then it dawned on me what she meant.
I loved her like Shakira.
In fairness, Tom's breasts are small and humble, so
they're actually not. Unfortunately, I really let myself go. I noticed when I saw a video of me doing stand up. That video that's on the Gaffer Tapes YouTube. If you want to check it out, there's a little snippet of me doing stand up. Yeah, made me think I do need to probably go for a jog.
Good to know.
For a jog.
Yeah, I used to run all the time.
Did you?
Yeah, big time. I've got a son now, so I can't. I've got him a father. All my spare time is being put into fathering.
Yeah. I started jogging again, but I need to find a podcast that I can listen to whilst jogging.
Yeah, like a fantasy football one.
I'm not going to listen to my own voice whilst I jog. I can hear my own voice in my head already going, stop jogging, mate, it's shit. I don't need to hear another one. Anyway, sorry, back to football. Talking of form all that time ago, Swansea are in great nick. They haven't lost it. Well, they haven't lost in their last five games. They've beaten Arsenal, they've beaten Liverpool, and they at home to Burnley again this season. You've got to realise that's an unbelievable result. Burnley in seventh place and in terrible form at the moment. Ki Sung-yeon getting a goal, but we talked about Swansea's run before and called it, and we'll say it again because they've got some good fixtures, haven't they?
Coming up, Swansea have got some amazing fixtures, as green or blue, depending on what site you're looking at, as you like. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful green fixtures, as green as the hills.
Yeah,
I did. I think the steam is finally running out on my team, so I did a like draft wildcard team, and it was full of so many Swansea players. I was like, I can't. This is mental.
Really?
Oh, I see. Risk. You redid it. And
like, it had ended up with, you know, like Mawson and everybody.
I don't know. Somehow, I've ended up with three Watford players in my current FPL team. I've got three fucking Watford players. It's ridiculous.
A couple of them have gone off scoring form, so surely you shouldn't have three, but I don't know.
I've got two. We're going to talk about Watford in a sec, but I've got two red defenders just injured. Kiko Femina and Cabaselli?
Cabaselli. If you can't pronounce them, you shouldn't be able to pick them, and that's the way it is. But how can you two have got a lot more steam than me? So at the moment,
with the steaming boys, aren't we? I'm
dry heaving.
We're gonna burn you, steam burn.
Swansea's run. Just for anyone who doesn't know or hasn't looked or can't be bothered to, and wants us to tell them. They've got Brighton away, followed by West Ham at home, and then they've got a game against Huddersfield.
Southampton.
It's good, isn't it? Then Southampton
at
home.
Lovely.
it's all they've done their hard bit, and they're looking more and more. Then they've got United, granted, but they were looking like they were definitely going down, and now out of nowhere they've pulled it out. So fair play.
I'm hoping Ayew hits the form that I need him to, because I've had him in, and I kind of you sort of take your eyes off your really really cheap striker, didn't you? Because he's like 5 points.
Yeah.
So he's just racking up 2 points. So
yeah, but they're going to do that.
Yeah, they are, exactly. You sort of almost don't notice it. So I'm hoping, yeah, couple of goals in the next four game weeks would be nice.
West Ham managed to beat Watford 2-0. You're now level on points with them, actually, Ash, in 12th place, with Chikorita getting a goal and Arnautovic, who has been a great pick when he's been fit.
Yeah. Classic sat on the last spot in my bench.
Really?
Because I've been doing this thing.
You had a good week as well. Imagine if you'd had him as well.
I know, because I'm doing a thing where I'm not making any transfers, taking any points hits.
Yeah.
It's happened a few times. It happened 2 weeks ago with Monreal, where I get a red player, but I can't transfer them out.
Yeah.
So they sit on my bench, and then they go from red to just plain.
Mm.
So I missed it. So maybe it is a tactic if you've got a red player, actually. Maybe just put them on as the first sub.
Yeah, in case they don't play, I'll do that with keepers, yeah.
Yeah, because if they're the best player in your team anyway,
mm.
you may as well start with them, or at least have them as first sub.
He didn't score more than 2 points until game week 16.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Since then, he's...
Oh, well, that was when we had Bilic, wasn't it?
Yeah, it just didn't work out. And ever since
then... He didn't like him, did he?
He's posted 9s, 15s, 16s, 8s, 7s, like... And obviously that includes a couple of weeks unfit, but he's now...
New manager, new him.
Yeah, his... Oh, my God. His last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games he's played in, he scored at least 5 points. And two of them, he's got double figures.
Yeah, he's now back where he rightly should be at the top of West Ham scoring midfielders. And yeah, 6.8 million. So you can tell he's still decreased in value from what he was at the beginning, but he's back on form. So that'll be heading upwards.
What, I could get rid of Pogba, get him in and save a mil.
Yeah.
Pogba's fuck all.
Pocket that, invest it, Bitcoin.
Pocket, yeah.
It'd
be fine, wouldn't it? Be absolutely fine.
Buy high, sell low.
Yeah, exactly. Man City, Leicester, it's one of those games. He's done it a few times. Aguero scoring four goals in a game, and Sterling getting one, Vardy getting a consolation, but four goals in a game. Tom, go on, you want to say it, say it.
Well, I just want to say it's yet more proof that you don't need to triple captain in a double game week. So it's going to be the third season in a row where I've said it and I'm right. I'm actually bored of saying it. It's like I want to be proved wrong. I need to work for my money.
Yeah, Tom there saying that you should triple captain on a single game week and that the earth is flat, and there will be more things that we're talking about throughout the the flat earth says that's mad, is it? That exists, by the way. You know that. It's growing as well.
People are just so fucking stupid, didn't they? Want a conspiracy, didn't they? Why would anyone think that? Why would anyone care? Ew, twats. That mate, you went up in a car, didn't he? He went up in a car and was like, it's fucking round, I'm here. And they're all going, nah.
So
that's what happened in the news, wasn't it, I'm saying?
Mate, yeah, something like that.
Speaking of Man City.
Mate, he goes up in a car.
Yeah. I'm thinking about this.
Trevor McDonald's. Talk.
Player of the year so far.
Mm.
Yeah.
I've got a differing opinion to everyone in the world.
So everyone in the world would say Salah, and you're going to say what?
No, I'm saying Salah.
Oh, okay.
But all the pundits aren't.
The pundits are saying De Bruyne.
Yeah.
He was unreal, though.
They were complaining on the radio that he's not basically already won the Ballon d'Or.
I did hear a lot of people saying it's outrageous if he doesn't win, blah, blah, blah. Although someone said it about Aguero, because Aguero's never won the Writers Player of the Year. Which is astonishing. Yeah. The problem with the voting in some of the football awards is it's already happened.
Yeah.
So, like, it's happening now or last week or it's sometime at the beginning of February. So, obviously, when the American term clutch comes in and someone actually wins people championships, the vote's already happened. So, it's a bit of a weird one. But, we can talk about the Liverpool game with it as well, because obviously your man Salah there scored again. But three assists for De Bruyne's pretty insane.
Yeah, he was amazing. I remember that before the season started, Craig, I know he wasn't your pick, but you did say one of the questions we had, who do you think is going to be the highest scoring player or best pick or whatever? And you said if he can stay fit, De Bruyne. And you're not far off. He's second now, isn't he? To Salah.
Yeah,
he's just behind.
In our draft league, I got Aguero. I got De Bruyne.
Mm.
As my first pick, which was halfway through the round.
Yeah.
And then got Salah as my second pick, which was like pick 18 or something.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
That's because Salah, obviously he had a great season at Fiorentina, but people who knew him from English football, in the same way that De Bruyne's first season back at City, he wouldn't have been a top 10 pick. People didn't know. And then, you know, but it's, you know, De Bruyne, he is insane. You would say, looking at stats, he's gone 7 goals for the season. And normally, from if that, like, that wouldn't cut it in Spain for goals, for instance, from his position.
But then someone like, he plays the same position, in fairness to him, as Iniesta and Xavi. And, like, they don't score that many goals. Like, historically, like,
and
they're not mental
yeah,
goals,
and right. City obviously have Aguero and Sterling, who make up 2 of the top 4 goal scorers anyway. And Leroy Sané, when he plays, scores for fun, and Jesus and stuff. So it's not really his role. But because unlike those other players that don't famously score, because you know De Bruyne's capable of doing it, you expect him to, but it's not really his role. You're right. But yeah, Aguero gets 4 goals. Interestingly, Aguero this season, I looked it up, he's on 21 league goals this season.
Yeah.
But 10 of them have come in 3 games.
Wow.
So 10 of those goals have come in 3 games. So if you're playing draft, because in one of my draft leagues, I traded out Aguero for Eriksen and Virgil van Dijk. And my argument was I just wanted more consistent points every week from Eriksen. At the moment, when you add the totals together, it's paying off. Because actually, scoring 4 goals in 1 game in FPL is great, because it goes to a cumulative league score. In draft, it's irrelevant. 2 goals in one even matchup. So you don't add your points. You get 3 points for a win. But so things like assists and goals. And then talking to you guys, Salah, to show his value, Ash, and I do agree. He's been phenomenal. When you watch him, my mate says he doesn't look like he's that good. Like, he makes mistakes, and he does these things that a better footballer should do better, but he can score 22 goals by February, so it doesn't really matter.
When he was at Chelsea, I said to loads of people he's awesome. I couldn't believe people thought he was shit. I said to Mike, who we've had on the podcast before, and he was like, what are you talking about? The guy's fucking terrible. But you could see he's just one of those players who looks bad on the ball. But he's really good.
Doesn't look like a natural footballer.
Yeah, somebody else. I can't think of it. There's somebody else in the league at the minute. Oh, Masuaku's the same. Like, he was, when he was playing left back, was terrible because he's not consistent enough to be a defender. But when he plays left wing, he's really good. But he just looks awful on the ball.
Yeah.
He's like, looks like he's going to fall over all the time.
Not graceful.
Yeah, that's it.
But when you look at Salah's game, what he adds to other people, though, in the top scorers, you know, Kane's got 23 goals, 1 assist. Salah's got 22 goals, 7 assists. Yeah. Like, the value of that's insane, isn't it? But yeah, we did.
Considering De Bruyne is only on 13 assists, I think.
Really, right. It just so shows you.
So
Liverpool obviously beat Southampton 2-0 away from home. Good result. Firmino getting another goal. In fact, Salah, Firmino got a goal each and an assist each to make it lovely and symmetrical. So he did a bit of that. But yeah, and the other game we talked about, obviously Man City, Leicester. Vardy got a consolation goal. I just thought it'd disappear. I thought it'd be one of those players who doesn't quite do it, but still unbelievable. He's actually
incredible.
4 in 4, 6 in 9, and he's the first player. Is that what you're going to say? The first person to score against all top 6 teams or something?
No, I wasn't going to say that actually, but that's interesting as well. I was going to say of the top 5 goal scorers in the Premier League at the moment, 3 of them are English, which you would never normally get. So Kane, Sterling and Vardy have scored 51 goals between them so really there's no excuse to the World Cup that the front 3 shouldn't just be those 3 and forget about it. It doesn't need to be a debate. They've scored 51 goals. Fine. Do you know the 4th top scoring Englishman is?
Murray. Is it Murray?
Murray's fifth. Which is quite impressive. And Rooney's on 10. He's the 4th. So yeah, but good to know. But yeah, that was the Man City Leicester game.
Yes, and of course, talking of Leicester, gents, it is time, obviously, for the biggest feature in British broadcasting. It is, of course, where's Wellers?
Oh, where's Wellers?
He's just training in the snow with a grin on his face.
He looks scary, doesn't he?
He looks scary.
Yeah, it's not just a grin.
One of 2 training sessions today, it's called.
He looks so much like a UFC fighter. It's unbelievable.
He really does. I'd love to see him knock the shit out of Joey Barton.
Yeah.
Oh my
God, can you imagine it?
Yeah, go to Marcin Wazalewski's Wazzle 27 Instagram page, and he looks like a nutcase, doesn't he? Love that guy.
See what we're looking at. But yeah, exactly.
Because
otherwise, we're just talking about things you can't see. Other games on Sunday, Huddersfield beat Bournemouth 4-1. They just beat them. They battered them. Meunier getting some good points.
Show me the Meunier.
Yeah.
Some good points. He got, 2 assists and a goal. Although you never quite know, because De Poitras, when he's back, he plays. So And Mooney at 5.7 is a bit pricey for that third striker spot. At Bournemouth, though, Stanislas Baratheon, he got some got some points. And I like him as a player when he's missed a lot of football this season.
That's weird because he doesn't like you. He says really bad stuff about you, actually.
Oh, that is upsetting.
I'm like, all right, mate, chill out.
But they've got this, you know, King and Wilson seem to be rotating a bit that striker position. But when Stanislas plays, he's on penalties. He's 5.9 million, decent. And Ryan Fraser getting another assist. I think I mentioned him a few weeks back that maybe as a 5.1, he might pick up some assist points. And then Newcastle beat Man United 1-0. Matt Ritchie scoring a goal. Mate.
Unbelievable. Yeah, what's going on? Yeah, that was, incredible.
Watching Chris Smalling get booked for diving is one of the best things I've ever seen.
Oh, that was terrible, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's like in midfield as well, wasn't it?
Really bad. Like a centre half roaming through to midfield getting booked for a dive is unbelievable. And there's loads of rumours doing the rounds that game signal the end of Phil Jones and Chris Smalling's Man United career.
Really?
Just like
that. I was going to ask now, is there even a United player that is a good pick? Because Jones was always the pick. Like, it's up until pretty much 2 weeks ago, Jones has been the best fucking pick just for points. He gets bonus points all the time, even when they don't keep a clean sheet, which is almost all the time they keep a clean sheet. He's just been shocking.
If you can afford him,
I just want to get rid of him.
I'd have got rid of Pogba. I had Lingard for a little while because he burst on. He's actually the seventh top scoring Englishman in the league, but he doesn't play enough minutes. I said at the beginning of the season, I thought Pogba was a must-have at 8 million, and he actually was for about 2.5 weeks. But yeah, I don't know. De Gea, if you can afford him, is always going to score great points. But
other than that, it's not... It's
I don't
not
know why anyone, United are playing two holding midfielders.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. Why? You're the second... Well, they were going into this week, second in the league, weren't they? You're the second... Like, fair enough, you're playing Man City then. Play it. But everybody else, why against Newcastle is Pogba playing holding midfield?
I know.
Man City, instead of playing that extra holding midfielder, have just basically, the only thing they've done between this season and the previous seasons is they've got rid of one of their holding midfielders and are playing Silva and De Bruyne next to each other. And now they win every game 5-0.
Yeah,
nothing's really changed, does it?
Yeah, because Fernandinho does all the dirty duties and you can't, you know, and De Bruyne and Silva are very, very good. They're still in second place, but it's Mourinho, it's what he does. Like, it doesn't make any sense, doesn't it? And then they've got a player like Lukaku, who's now, after his great start, but ever since not doing much, he's only scored two more goals than Wayne Rooney, so Everton have done a great bit of business in that. So
that is crazy.
It's madness, isn't it? But yeah, they lost, and it was a bit of a wake-up call. Matt Ritchie getting the goal, who can be a very good FPL pick, but they're quite a busy squad as well. And then Monday Night Football, which was the death of Chelsea last week. And one point, I think people were saying if they lost to West Brom, it looked like Conte might go. Hazard gets two goals. Moses gets a goal again for a defender. As soon as the problem is his rotation. Giroud gets an assist, and we said last week against West Brom he would definitely start, and he did.
He was my pick of the week last week, wasn't he?
So, nice.
What did he get? Who did you click on then? Sorry, I thought it was Giroud. Yeah, so Giroud, decent little... He didn't play a lot, did he? He played now 5 points.
He was breaking ankles on the halfway line. He turned Johnny Evans onto his arse. It was quite
good. Yeah, well, everyone was saying on Twitter, I was looking and everyone was saying how he's 100 times better than... what's his tits? Morata.
I think he'll like it there, Giroud. How can you not like having Eden Hazard play...
It hurts to see him go. We never should have let him go.
No, it's weird, isn't it?
Oh, fucking hell. He's better than Lacazette. He is better than Lacazette.
But Lacazette was the answer. Lacazette was the guy.
Well, that's what everyone thought. Bullshit.
Yeah, I know.
Aubameyang now might be the guy. Who knows? Yeah. Give that a couple of weeks before
and then,
he's definitely
then
not.
Nicholas Bentner will be the guy again. And we just get
Bentner
back.
Get him back.
Rinse, lather, rinse, repeat, innit? It's all the same. But yeah, so Chelsea maybe kept Conte a bit of respect there with a convincing result, putting three past West Brom. Obviously, Azpilicueta gets two bonus points because that's what he always does, regardless of what's happened in the game. So that's the end of the fixtures. But then we'll have a quick look. Go on, so Yash.
Would you get any Chelsea players? I think looking at their fixtures.
They've got decent fixtures.
They're well difficult, their fixtures, aren't they?
They've got Man United, Man City, Palace.
Obviously, I would love to have Hazard in, but he's 10.7 million, so that's not going to happen. I'm not. Giroud and Morata are going to switch around all the time. So the only one I would definitely have is if you could guarantee me Willian's going to start every match, then I'll have him.
Oh, yeah.
He's just come back from injury, hasn't he? Because I was looking at...
He never plays.
Was it Moses?
Well, Moses is good, but he does rotate because they've got Aspilicueta, Rudiger, Moses, you know, Zappacos. They've got loads of players playing at fullback.
I started the season with Fabregas. When Fabregas plays, he gets decent points, but he's now really
rotating,
isn't he?
Yeah, he is. But yeah, we'll have a quick look at the leagues before we go to part two. Remember, you can still join our not so mini league. Just go to thegaffertapes.com/join and it will magically log you in thanks to a bit of Ash magic. Top 10. In 10th place, it's Will C with Fedora Fanatics. He's down. Rob Holland in 9th place. Luke Barlow in 8th place. Bafferazzi, Luke Barlow. Better Call Salah in 7th. George Michael's Tackle, Ian McLean in 6th place. Brilliant. Cruise Control in 5th. Up to 4th, it's Darren Carroll. In 3rd place, staying in 3rd, it's Clifty's Middle Again.
Clifty.
Steve Clift. 2nd place, he was in 1st for a little bit for fuck's sake, Are You Blind, Joe Stone. But in 1st place, it's Grant Murphy, Fleeto, on 1,733 points. He scored 99 points this week. There was a lot of potential to score over 100.
He's top of Gaffer Tapes League. He wasn't there, was he, Grant Murphy? He was down in about 3rd, I think.
It was a week this week of the have and have nots of Aguero. If you had Aguero, you moved a lot of places.
Well, yeah, exactly. And if you captained him, you're fucking reaping the rewards. As like, we're
about to find out who didn't have him.
This bloody guy here, Mr. Ash Cairnsworth, is 14th, 1-4 in the Gaffer Tapes League. He is a no-click wanker. You're only 10 points off the top 10.
Oh, that's big.
Close.
That's big. Although 10 points for 4 places is a lot. Because ten points down where me and Craig are, that you jump fucking 100 places.
I know. Yeah. So I was... it's so difficult now because I think I've got a lot of Man United players and the last couple of weeks I've been thinking about wildcarding.
Yeah.
But being in 14th, coming off a 93-point week, do you wildcard? It's a difficult one now.
I don't know.
And I've got two free transfers, so...
Talking of me, as we should be a lot more often, I'm 451st. I had a belting week. I had like 79-point week. I went down like 3 places. How fucking annoying is that? Everywhere, green arrows in the world, in, you know, the country, all this. But a little red arrow in the Gaffer Tapes League, really annoying. 9-click wanker. And then Craigo did not have Aguero. 678.
Did not get Aguero, no.
Has not got Aguero, no. And you're wanking double figures, mate.
Yeah, I know.
Did anybody else apart from me captain Aguero?
No. I had the little vice captain on him.
I see.
And then I heard that Salah was going to be rested. And I started thinking, oh, that would be nice. Because all the Salah owners, and there's fucking loads of us, you know, where are their vice captains?
No, I captained a little known winger called Theo Walcott.
Yes, I must say. Did you? I was quite happy with that when I saw you'd done that. I thought,
I keep second guessing myself. And someone asks a question about captaincy in part two, and we'll come back to it. But I went for Walcott thinking. Other player in my team would have scored more than that. I picked I'm just looking now. He's the only person who scored 1 point. Walcott decides the day I captained him to get enough of a personality to get a yellow card. And he gets 1 point. It was a disaster. I don't want to talk about it.
And you know he's going to have a belter next week.
That's really tough.
Keep the armband on him, man.
It's really tough. I want to go to the break instantly.
Because I hardly scored any points going into the Man City game. But then because I captained him, it sort of saved my week early on because a lot of my players weren't playing until the next day.
Mm.
And then everybody basically scored well. Like Kane scored for Firmino, Salah, Sterling. So everybody you'd hope for got good points.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it sounds great.
From one. Crazy. Scottish Iron Brew.
Sounds really good. But I'm sure we'll talk about that in part two. Part two, we're going to be going through all your questions and there's some captains involved and how to do things like not captain Theo Walcott. In part three, we'll tell you the plans for next week and going forward to the next game, we can game week 28. And of course, there'll be the latest installment of the quiz, Tom versus Ash. All that's coming up in part two and part three of the Gaffer Tapes.
Hi Gaffers, long time no speak, hope you're all well. Tom, Craig, Cash, is it Cash? Your faithful servant Don Monahan here. I hope your season's going well. I've had a couple of slips recently. This has been the only 2 weeks consecutively in a row where I've picked the wrong captain. I have the right player on my team, but I picked the wrong captain. And that's why I've gone from the dizzy heights of, I think I was something like 350 in the gaffer tapes mini league, and now I am not. But anyway, question of the week for you. What does a goalkeeper get for a goal? Is it the same as a defender? Or does the goalkeeper get extra points? Love to hear the answer to that question. Hope you're all well. And tugging on your testicles.
Cheers. Welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast. And that was ye old friend, Dominic Monaghan, little Dommy Mons.
Been a while since Dom sent us a little clippy clip, hasn't it? Any new listeners? He used to send them literally weekly. I remember the one where it was him playing the piano. He did like in some kind of rainforest.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah. I think he's been in the jungle for a while.
I think he's
he
been
must have been doing something.
Jungle.
He's been filming something. But notice how he only gets in touch when he drops down, plummets a load of places. So,
well, yeah. I was going to say, do you notice how he only gets in touch just after we get signed by an agent and we've just had a viral song?
Yeah,
several million views on the internet, but
he's desperate to piggyback on
us. I've only been in the biggest film franchise ever. Can I piggyback on the tailcoats of the Aubameyang song?
Yeah, who is he in Harry Potter? Maybe he's trying to pitch to get a part in Gaffer Tapes the movie. Yeah, that must be it.
Maybe he wants to play me in the movie.
He's going to play all three of us, like Eddie Murphy in Coming to America.
Oh, that would be good. Well, I thought you were going to say in The Clumps. Coming to America's fine.
That's fine. That's better, probably. But, so anyway, he did ask a question. He asked a legit question amongst his ramblings.
Bloody good question, which we didn't know the answer to. We had to give it a little look up because obviously it's so rare.
Didn't need to admit that. They wouldn't have known.
Well,
damn it.
I knew the answer.
Ash knew the answer.
Yeah, let's pretend that.
Craig looked it up.
Famously, because we answered the question.
Yeah.
When we were famously on
Asmere
Big Riches podcast.
Because he scored a goal.
He did, yes. He mentioned it. He said something like,
boasty bastard.
I was going to do a voice, but he was like, you know, people who don't usually score, and kind of leading to, guys, talk about it when I scored a goal. So I did. I massaged his ego and his inner thigh. And I said, you were bloody brilliant. You got 6 points.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's it, 6 points.
Which is disappointing, isn't it? Because that's the same as a defender.
Yeah, I think that's well disproportionate to the feat.
Yeah,
I don't mean his feet. I mean the feet.
He probably does have big feet.
Or a goalkeeper scoring it. Yeah, I bet he's got very big feet. He's very tall and handsome. Yeah. Asmir Begovic, yeah.
Yeah, not Dom.
No, well, Dom's incredibly handsome, but not as tall as Asmir Begovic, yeah. But then who is?
I think he would be willing to admit that.
I've said before, if you ever want to look short and fat, stand next to Asmir Begovic and have your photo taken.
What should they get, do you reckon? 10 points?
10. Easy 10.
It doesn't matter, does it?
12, yeah, it's not going to happen.
So, you know
what I mean?
Rare.
It's since Fantasy Premier League's been going.
It's only happened two or three times, I think you should get 10 points, 3 bonus points, and they're probably a blowy.
But the thing is, you guys will make it 30 if you're going to have the nonsense of the chips, like the double game week chip nonsense, which devalues the whole thing.
Yeah. Like, I mean, there isn't a double game week chip yet, but maybe when there is.
But I think,
it's a valid point.
People might use their chips on the double game
week. Yeah, that's true. Well, we actually have a question about that.
About cheeky sausage.
But so Dom, it's six bloody points, isn't it?
Yeah.
I want to know where the genesis of the question was. What keeper is he thinking of putting in to get the points?
I think it's the rumours that Jose Luis Chilavert is going to come out of retirement to sign for Watford, and that's it. They're going to go for that. Yeah, he was the lunatic free kick taking Paraguayan.
Schmeichel liked a goal as well. Schmeichel scored a couple in his.
But Chilavert actually insisted that he took penalties and free kicks for Paraguay. Yeah,
that's right. There was maybe it was him. There was definitely a South American.
Yeah, it was him.
He would take all the penalties.
Well, he was politically connected as well within Paraguay, so he was quite an important guy, I think. And so no one could tell him otherwise. But I mean, penalties is one thing because you should score it, and it might not lead to break. To take free kicks is ridiculous. Like, all you have to do is hit the wall, and you can concede.
Yeah.
How mental would it be?
Maybe it was just really quick.
Oh, imagine if David De Gea started taking penalties, what his value would be.
Oh my God, like, yeah.
The £14 million keeper.
Yeah, that's true. That would add a lot of value. But he was always someone I'd sign in the old chap man's Jose Luis Silva. And obviously I put him on penalties because it's funny. So you do it. But yeah.
Funny and accurate.
The things you do. But yeah, so thanks, Dom. Good to hear from you, mate.
It's lovely to hear from Dom.
Let's quickly whip through all the other forms of questions that we get week by week. And we'll start with those lovely little Facebook questions.
Now it's time to reply to the nerders on the Facebook page. Facebook.com/TheGafferTapes.
Yes, exactly. Tapes. Yeah, what have we got? Give me a question. Give us a question, Tom.
Oh, I liked one from Joe Barry. He said, is leaving the captain's armband on Salah for the rest of the season a good idea? Also, has anything changed in your life since you went viral?
To answer the first question, pop it on Theo Walcott's scrawny little arm.
Yeah, and then you'll be doing all the people in your mini league a favour. Yeah. It's a silly idea.
I've got two words for you. Go on. Jermaine Genius.
Yes. Pop it on Jermaine Genius.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you'd just left it on Salah constantly, then, you know, you'd have done pretty well so far. Yeah.
I captain Salah this week, and even on a week when he's not doing great, he's going to get a goal, he's going to get an assist. You know, it's very rare to get rotated, but if it's not the worst idea in the world.
No.
So if you are going to pick one player,
just to read out his, like, going backwards, his scores, not including the game he was out and was rested or injured or whatever, and this includes games against Man City, Arsenal, Spurs, so big games: 13, 15, 8, 2, 11, 14, 19, 10, 8. So that's that's his last, like, 10 games.
Well, that is, yeah.
And the two came against Swansea. So, leave it on him. Why not? Fuck it.
Do it. I'm tempted to do that myself.
Same, I keep trying to be too clever going, I'll do Sterling this week, Walcott this week.
Just Salah. Always Salah. He's fixture-proof.
Yeah.
And that's
a
fact.
Always captain Salah. You don't need to worry about it.
Always captain Salah.
I would at least, at very minimum, captain Salah every time he plays at home.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. That's
what I've been saying literally since the first game of the season. Just captain Salah when he plays at home.
Yeah. And to answer the second part of the question, also, has anything changed in your life since you went viral? All three of us have made love to Rita Ora this week, haven't we? So
that's not the only change. Sean's also on the register.
Just official paedophile now at last. Made it official.
That recognition.
So got the blue tick on the on the register.
Got the blue Peter tick.
Peter tick.
Yeah, that's good. But no real changes really. Has anyone recognised you?
No.
Oh,
no. And I've been walking around with the fucking hat and the headphones and the glasses on singing, and no cunts recognise me. That was absolutely furious.
That was the best thing about you going viral. I thought a few times people have come up to me and said hello. Yeah, like, for fuck's sake, how is it they recognise you?
No, that's not when I want to get recognised for the podcast. Like, Ash has been recognised out, like, in London, drinking in bars. People go, Ash from the podcast, let me take a photo. And I've had nothing. If they recognised me and went, oi, nonce.
That's what I was hoping for.
Absolutely furious.
Finally, you're going to get recognised. So it's that guy, isn't it? Who's the nonce?
Oh, my God, yeah. Really bad. Do you know what? One time, I never mentioned this, I don't think. It was probably, I don't know, 6 months ago. And I was walking on my lunch break outside work, walked past Windsor Castle, and then there was a couple of fellas there. Sort of like, all right, mate, all right, like that. And one of them went, hello, mate, come here, get a picture. And I was like, fucking hell. And they gave me the camera and both stood next to the castle like that. I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. I thought they were going to go, can we get a picture? I go, come on, all right, then. I go, it's fucking Tommy, isn't it? Fucking Tommy, say, dog. But yeah, they just wanted a picture of them in the castle. So I just flipped the camera round and just took a close-up of my paedophile face.
Nice.
No, I didn't really.
Hang on, are you annoyed that you're not as famous as Windsor Castle?
I'm really annoyed. I'm annoyed that I'm not as famous as Roy Castle.
Yeah.
No. But that was quite funny.
But cheers, Joe. Funny. Cheers, JB.
Thanks, JB. I think move on to some twiddly-twiddly tweets. Boys.
Go for it.
In a section that we like to call Tweets for My Tweet.
I forgot the thing.
Ash is drinking a very strange drink this evening. Yeah. It's made him quite melancholy.
Yeah.
We got a tweet from old school listener McStainy.
Oh,
nice.
The rain in Spain falls mainly on the stain.
Seaman Stain. was. He's he is a lovely gentleman, a really long time listener from South Africa. He's Sabzi's mate.
Yeah.
Him and Sabzi didn't realise that the other one listened to the podcast.
Amazing, yeah.
And then they both were like, I listened to it, so did bloody I, and then they had a little photo and emailed it to
us. It was amazing.
Years ago. Classic. And that was like years and years ago when we had like, I don't know, 100 listeners, and we couldn't believe it.
And we were like, why are 2% of our whole listenership from South Africa? I can't...
yeah.
Well, like, so both at the same wedding in South Africa, isn't it?
Yeah.
He said, Gaffers, what's the best way to utilise the chips before the end of the season if I still have all of them?
I keep forgetting about the chips.
I know. And the people still have them. I've spunked mine. So if you've still got them, fair play.
Well, I've still got all three of them, and the plan is to use them to catch you, which is my only real aim.
You've still got all three? Fuck.
Yeah.
That is fucked.
You can't, annoyingly, you can't
that is annoying.
Use your chips and wildcard, can you?
No.
I was just thinking then I might just wildcard, use one of my tips just to get in the top 10 for a week.
Just so you get, we read out your name on the podcast.
Oh, because I'm going to get a mention on this podcast.
Imagine that. How could you possibly get a mention?
That's like when the Queen will turn 100 and have to send herself a letter.
Yeah. Go, to the Queen, happy birthday from the Queen. And then she chuckles and goes, oh, brilliant.
Best way, we know the answer and it's boring, but it's this time of year and it's the old DGW.
DGW. Well, we actually got a Facebook from Simon Robson that said about the double game weeks. He wants to know about when they're likely to come, etc. Yeah. What I'm going to do, because I've used them all, the only thing I've got left is the bench boost. So I'm going to wild card into a double game week, like just before the double game week, and then do that, because I've fucked my triple captain.
Well, 37's usually a double game week, isn't it? So
I think so, yeah.
Also, there's always one before.
Mm. Yeah.
So I think that's what Simon's talking about, is that after, because FA Cup next week, isn't it? And then after that, we'll know who, I think game
there's
week
blank,
31.
There, there's blank game weeks. BGWs, which I saw them referred to as on Twitter.
Sickening. so I think week 31 is probably going to be the first double game week or blank week or whatever.
Mm.
So wait till after the FA Cup, because we don't know for now anyway.
Yeah.
So hold on, and you're going to find that there's a really, really nice fixture, McStaney, that's like Aguero at home to both Palace and Swansea or something.
But that's there's the mini one coming up. So use like your bench boost for that. Or I guess if you've got all of them and you really wanted to risk it, on the mini double game week that's coming up, you could use
the free hit. There we go.
But all the teams that have got the free hit, I've got quite difficult fixtures.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. And then the optimal way to do it, although I don't know how well it really works, is to wildcard the week before the really big double game week.
Yeah.
And then go all in with one of your chips.
Yeah. So do it just before to get all the double players.
Yeah. But I don't think it's necessary. You may as well just use your...
Well, like I say, triple captain don't need to be done on a double game week, mate. Just pick a fixture.
But any cheers. Cheers, Unstained Melody. How's it going?
Yeah, McStaney. Thanks for getting involved again. We got a tweet from Joe Bloom.
Bloomhead.
It's a three-part tweet. He said...
fuck off, Joe.
how long should I keep waiting out on Walcott and Son? Craig can probably answer that. I still think Walcott's a decent pick.
You should triple captain him.
Why not?
Triple captain Walcott. Craig's going to do that. Son, I myself got rid of him. He stung me the week after, but actually had gone quite quiet, which is nice. I didn't think that would happen. I don't know. I wouldn't wait out on both of them. I'd probably get rid of Son and keep Walcott.
I don't think Walcott's a waiting out pick. Walcott's an all-right pick. Walcott's like a guy you have in your squad. Like, he's not someone you want to go cross your finger. If you think there's a better option out there, get rid. I probably will next week if he doesn't do anything. I'm not going to hang around, because at the end of the day, they're still Everton. They're not exactly... Yeah. They're not a great side. So, if you can get rid of him, if you think there's a much better option out there, then take it.
Yeah.
I think so. I don't know.
I like that.
He's pissed me off, so I'm probably not a great person to ask.
No,
it's like asking
true,
someone
though.
About women after their wives left them or something. I'm like, fuck them all.
Fuck them all. I hate them.
Yeah.
Slags. Number two, he says, is it a terrible idea to have only had one keeper for most of the season?
No, it's the optimal. I think the last season I did the thing where you had two terrible goalkeepers and swapped them.
Yeah.
That's nonsense.
Oh, I've got that. It's failing miserably, but I can't get rid of them because you don't want to use... Yeah.
I've got Fabianski, mate. I'm loving it.
Pick one keeper. Pick whoever you think is the best keeper. just keep them all season. And if their form goes down, use your transfer that week to swap them out.
To swap them out.
And if you can get away with picking two keepers, let us know how you do it, because I quite like that cheat right now. So that'd be quite good, yeah.
Yeah, but if you'd have had De Gea just played him every single game and then had the cheapest possible goalkeeper.
So basically, all season I've had De Gea, then in the middle I swapped him out for Pope, and then I swapped him back in. It's fine, because they're so consistent.
Yeah.
It's not like you need to swap them every week.
I don't think there's much of a conundrum with goalkeepers anymore. I think it is just that. I just have Fabianski every week. Some week he gets, even when he concedes, he'll get 3 points because he's made so many saves.
Yeah, like the optimal, probably points-wise, is to get, like, say, Fabianski and Pope and then swap them around every week. But how are you going to know whether they're going to fucking not concede? It's impossible.
Yeah, you don't.
That's true.
Yeah.
And number three, he says, if you could have any Suarez back in FPL, which Suarez would it be and why?
Silly question, that, isn't it?
Very silly. And do you know what I thought up until this point? We have literally talked proper fantasy football chat the whole time, haven't we?
Well,
it's been really good.
It's very shaky definition of whole.
Yeah, yeah, well, pretty much. I mean, there's been a slight little digressions.
But yeah, we talked about nonsense.
Well, a lot of it is because I'm very tired and I haven't been drinking this week. So I've just been, I feel quite mature.
But it's,
I feel like I've matured.
It's an obvious answer to that one, isn't it? So, it's Louis or Betty Suarez from Ugly Betty. So she's quite good.
I don't actually understand the question. What does he mean?
I think he's being a silly Billy. He's saying if you could have any...
silly Billy!
If you could have any Suarez back in the FPL, who would you have? I've just repeated what he said, obviously, but that is the question.
I'm still none the wiser, but... Cheers. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, JB.
Cheers, Joe. Should we do email, or are we doing...
I'll do this last question. I think it's interesting.
The last one. Let's just do the last one. Okay. FPL Problem says, when Jesus comes back, is Kun going to have to fight for his place like before? Surely not.
I think...
He's answered his own question, apparently.
I think it's time to get rid of Aguero.
Really?
Wow. Get rid of Aguero and get Kane back in.
Well, I've got both, mate.
Oh, I know.
What should I do if I've got both? What should I do with Aguero? Get rid of both.
Yeah, and strengthen your midfield.
Do you reckon?
Have you got Salah as well?
Yeah.
How the fuck are you
and Sterling
450th in the league?
I don't know.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
Well, who is the rest of your team? Me.
Yeah. Rolando Aarons, Wazalewski.
Just a load of people doing really well in the Winter Olympics right now, actually.
I'm thinking
Jesus is due to come back in the next 10 days, I've heard.
Really?
If that's true, that's a big problem for Rowe. Because they're going to rotate him, because they've got all these fixtures coming up.
I didn't know he was coming back that quickly.
Yeah, it's not a case of him being dropped. It's a case of they have to rotate all their personnel.
And they haven't got they've got a thin squad. I've said it all season. It doesn't... seems like it's not, but... So I think, certainly when he's on the verge of coming back, I'd get rid and get Kane in, because he's going to play every week.
That is... a bloody good point.
I think he'll be longer. I think Jesus might not be till next month, but we'll see. Ask Ben Dinnery, he'll know for sure.
He will.
But yeah.
Craig, do a bloody read an email, mate.
You want me to read an email? Okay.
Go for it, man.
Oh, okay. All right. No problem. So we've had an email.
What sort of an email is it, mate? Is it just a normal email or?
It's the bloody meow. It's the mental email of the week.
Oh my God, I can't believe it! It's mental!
He says, yo, gaffers, lads holiday, one and all. As multi-click Wankstein, it has been hard to focus on the fantasy football this season. I hear you, sister. I'll be back fitter and stronger next season. Already given up. Every time I hear the name of Aubameyang, I immediately hear that ridiculous chant from the nonce.
Cheers, mate. Cheers, JD.
Can I have some love advice? It's Real Madrid versus Paris Saint-Germain on St. Valentine's Day, very official. How would one negotiate the tricky task of mixing viewing the game and the art of lovemaking? So, yeah, that's the first question. Two words, half time.
Half time. I was going to say iPhone on the back of their head.
That is vulgar and offensive.
Is that bad?
And he says, I'm thinking of going canoeing. Have you ever been? Not another one, but you know.
And that is obviously James Doncaster. Can I say, it's been quite an old school podcast this week, hasn't it? We've had a voice clip from Dom, McStaney's got back in touch, and a mentally man of the week from James Doncaster. Unbelievable.
In all truth, when it comes to Valentine's Day, it will already have been by the time you've heard this, so you'll have already made your decision. So it's pretty pointless. I tend to not, you know. you can't be one of those people who puts, you know, if you constantly watch football and don't speak to your other half at all, you're going to end up single. So,
whereas I am one of the greatest husbands ever, and I don't even own a TV.
So there you go. Pick your battles. Real Madrid, no PSG isn't that battle. Do you know what I mean?
No. Make love, for Christ's sake. Make love. God. I mean, these boys have been giving fantasy football advice the whole time. You want to talk about lovemaking? Come to me. Valentine's Day.
you can listen to Tom's new podcast, Dr. Tom Holmes, The Love Doctor.
Yeah, I'd love to do a love podcast.
You can't do a love podcast. You're not even married.
Very good. It's time now for your new feature.
Yeah, a new feature that I've been championing.
This is my idea.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah. I tweeted you guys saying, oh, we should do a feature when we talk about something like that.
Well, that's a lie.
When do you use fucking Twitter?
I WhatsApped you.
You lost your credibility. If you tweeted us, then we'd have to go back. You obviously suggested it in 2014.
Yeah, when we first started. Oh, in 4 years, we should do this feature. Any other business? So other than several people tweeting me and calling me a cunt crumpet after I mentioned that someone called me that after seeing my video, I had several people call me a cunt crumpet. We had a tweet about last week's podcast from Ed Brumhead. He said, I love that Tom Holmes was listening out for his song. He's talking about in the Arsenal game last week. I've been to the Emirates. If you hear any noise from the home crowd, it's the sound of chairs slapping up at half time and just before full time so they can get the tube before it gets busy. That was painful. That was hurtful for me. Yeah, I don't like it when
slapping up at half time. It sounds like he's around James Doncaster's house.
Lovely. It's just because I read a lot of the comments and a lot of people saying, oh, we should all sing that. There's obviously little groups of Arsenal fans. They were like, oh, we should be singing that, you know. And
no one's going to sing it, Tom. People won't even take
it. No, they're not. All right. And it's over now.
Take a photo at Windsor Castle.
No. Yeah. Oh, are you the one who sang Aubameyang? Yes.
Are you that one on the register?
Yeah, that's what it'll be. But yeah, thanks for that, Ed Brumhead. And the final one from any other business was from Dimitri Vandenreek.
Hello.
This is well recorded.
Yeah, he's one of the oldest listeners as well. Yeah. And Ed, yeah, both of them. He said, because we mentioned obviously Ash coming fourth in the Manager of the Month last month, and he suggested a name for the Gaffer Tape's fourth place Manager of the Month, the Wenger.
That's such a good
which
idea.
Are nice. We should do. We should do that. So we'll read out the top four every month.
Yeah, right? That is thanks to done. DVD. No discussion required. We're in DVD.
We love that.
Absolutely happening. That's all your questions in all the different various formats for part two, which is great. Remember, you can tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes, Facebook / the Gaffer Tapes, or you can email us info@thegaffertapes.com to ask any questions you want throughout the game week. And also,
call me a cunt crumpet.
No, none less of that. And any other business, if anything that's caught your eye in the footballing world this week, any mistakes that we've made, which seems to be a lot of the favourite things that you like to do, or any funny observations, then do tweet us or email us, and we'll read them out on the next pod, hopefully. Coming up in part three, we're going to look way ahead to 24th of February, which is the next game week, depressingly, and we're also going to do the latest instalment of Tom versus Ash in the quiz, and that's coming up in part three of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and Craig. We sadly have bloody FA Cup this weekend.
It's FA Cup, is it?
Oh, good.
I know, right? It's not even a good one.
I know we haven't got a thing, but yeah. Oh, I thought it was international break. Because obviously Arsenal getting knocked out by Nottingham Forest. I have no interest in the FA Cup. I have no interest in football anymore being an Arsenal fan, but yeah. Got no interest in the FA Cup.
It's a bit of an underwhelming one because it's, you know, the game's on Saturday. Imagine working Monday to Friday, slogging your guts out for Sheffield Wednesday, Swansea, Brighton, Coventry, West Brom, Saints and Huddersfield Man U.
Rubbish.
Most of us don't have to imagine what it'd be like working for the week, Craig.
No, that...
zinger! Absolute zinger!
We'll come on to the quiz in a minute, which Tom might conveniently win, but we will first look at the fixtures for the week after. It's a long way away, but you know, we might as well have a look to see if there's any matchups that look look decent. And obviously the transfers, you might want to do them early. You might get some injuries in the FA Cup. Who knows? But Leicester are going to be at home to Stoke. Bournemouth play Newcastle. Brighton at home to Swansea. Burnley, Southampton. Liverpool at home to West Ham, which, it's a Salah captain kind of day, isn't it, really?
Mm-hmm.
West Brom at home to Huddersfield. Watford, Everton. Then it's the big one, United, Chelsea on Sunday. I say big one. It'll be very boring, I imagine. Palace Spurs in more MNF, Monday Night Football. Talked about how the new logo, Welbeck's been replaced with Salah for always Captain Salah. It's going to be a Captain Salah week, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say so. Definitely.
Well, Spurs, it'll be a torn, won't it? Spurs, Kane versus Palace.
Well, yeah, if you've got Kane, do you captain Kane?
I forgot that one match.
You forgot like the bloody big game. The week,
it's because I was getting to Monday and I was like, that's Monday Night Football. But then the Thursday match is included, bizarrely, because Arsenal just love playing on a Thursday. They're going to start doing league games on a Thursday as well. is Arsenal versus Man City. So the chances are, and as is at the Emirates, Aguero won't be a captain choice. So it's a toss-up between Kane and Salah, I imagine, for most people.
You're a tosser, if anyone is, mate.
Yeah.
So Saturday 24th, then Sunday, Monday and Thursday. That's weird. What day are we going to do the podcast?
I know. We're going to have to do it Tuesday and just pretend that we know what happened in the Arsenal City game.
Guess Arsenal beat City. Oh, boring.
Boring.
Beating 3-0.
Okay. So they're playing Thursday and then they're playing Sunday as well, Man City and Arsenal.
So it's worth... That's why without Jesus... Will Aguero play a Thursday and a Sunday as well as Champions League now? I don't know.
Ooh. Well, if they don't have... If Jesus isn't back, he'll have to.
Well, yeah, or they pick their battles and wonder what they can win. Let's be honest with the league, it's pretty safe.
Oh, that's true. But I mean, they're not going to... I think they will still play him.
They only need to win six more games, don't they?
Yeah, it's really...
fucking shit.
Oh, that is a really good point, actually. So, classic Guardiola is to win the league by an absolute mile. He won't risk players...
Yeah.
Until, like, we rotate, we won't rest them. Then as soon as they win, they just fucking give up.
Yeah.
Like, how many games did Barcelona end?
Really?
Bayern Munich lost loads of games after because they'd been in the league like 12 games early, wouldn't they? And then just really fuck about.
Presumably shown up by April.
Presumably because his sides are usually in the semi-finals of the Champions League, so...
Right. Yeah, it'll go suddenly, it'll be like... Man City youth team, he's like really cares about.
Well, the thing is, they've got so many, like, in terms of FPL... players to come in that are still decent, like that means that Gundogan, Bernardo Silva, Zinchenko will all play. Yaya Touré might get rolled out of his wheelchair, he might play, so there's enough players there that they really can do it. Vincent Kompany's fit again, so he'll probably play.
Christ. So I don't think it'll be till they've won the league, but then it's gonna go
so is his MO usually don't rotate necessarily now, win it as quick as possible and
win
then,
it and then stick all the kids
like definitely when at Bayern and Barcelona did it, they just like completely give up, like don't even take it seriously at all. You know what he's like as well, he's quite pragmatic.
Yeah, he'll want to get it done, won't he? He won't want to limp on getting like draw there. Yeah, he'll want to get it sewn up so he can just
And then you can rest your players for the Champions League.
Give the finger to the rest of us.
Yeah,
fair enough. Well, that is the last game on that game week and a bit of a bizarre game week, but obviously that's quite a while away yet, and no doubt we'll talk about it on Twitter. And you've got a long time to show us your balls, loads of time, don't you worry about that. You've got some exciting Swansea Sheffield Wednesday to watch at the weekend for starters. So that'll be great. The mouth waters. But in a much tighter competition than the Premier League, it's Tom versus Ash.
Yes.
In the Gaffer Tapes quiz. I made it up. I did a smooth link again. It's all right. It's been bugging me since part one when you corrected me.
I know. It's all about the links, this podcast. This is really good. I'm tempted to sort of bring the whole podcast down a little bit and eat a wham bar live on air.
A wham? Can your taste buds handle a wham?
This is such a retro reference every week.
Do you know what?
This is on the show notes every week. It's eat a wham bar.
So Craig won't even know this. So when Craig was in the jungle, we got a email from someone, or was it a voicemail? Clip?
You don't even know.
It was either an email from someone or it was a voice clip from the guy from Barbados, and they said, you think that we've mentioned it already, that wham bars taste like fannies, right?
This is so fucking random.
And I found a wham bar over Christmas and I had it either in my pocket or my bag every time I come to the studio, and I've just seen it and I was like, this could be the perfect time because it's been a very football fantasy football heavy podcast. I can eat derail. A wham bar because I've never had a wham bar before. I could eat
You've
a wham
never
bar.
Never had a wham bar.
Never had a wham bar, mate.
I honestly don't even know what it is.
I used to love a wham bar. But what
I've got
tell you,
a tiny. Now, it's really squashy. You're not going to want to eat it. It's a tiny, mini.
That's not a wham bar. That's very small. That's not a wham bar.
No, no, it's a mini wham bar. Look, can you see? Oh, wrong camera. There you go.
I
mini wham
bar. What I will tell you about a wham bar is that they are very tangy and sour. Once you get over 30, those kind of things hurt
well,
you.
Well, I'm going to eat. Do you want to share it with me?
No, absolutely not.
No, it's really sticky and you don't want it to taste like fannies, do you?
I just stop saying that.
Yeah, stop saying that.
All right, well, I'm going to finally... I've had... Look how disgusting that looks. I've had this in my pocket. It's probably out of date, but I'm going to eat it. And, so you boys crack on.
Right.
And I'll tell you if it tastes like fannies.
Well, I'm going to explain the quiz this week. Tom's almost certainly going to interrupt me when he realises how sour they are in a second. Yeah, so the quiz this week, I've been accused, by the way, Stimmers on Twitter has said that I've got very game showy and very jazzy jacket with my quizzing lately and that it sounds like I'm hosting Wheel of Fortune. But, you know, if it works, if glitzy jacket's what I do, that's what I do. So fair enough. Tom's struggling.
I'm joking.
But so this week, there's been a lot of press reports about the sackings, and we used to do the sack race quite a lot, and Antonio Conte's job was in danger, apparently. And so I wanted to do a quiz this week which explores a bit more about the phenomenon of sacking in the Premier League as we go sack in time. Sack in time. So we're going to go sack in time. So it's a series of questions which are all revolving around the sacking of managers. So it'll be individual questions. Don't need to write anything down. Obviously, play along at home. Don't eat a wham bar at home. Just pause the podcast if you're going to eat a wham bar.
I just finished it. I can categorically say it does not taste like a fanny.
Thanks, Tom. That's good. You heard that here first. Who says we don't do current affairs?
I'm supposed to be on a diet as well. I've been really good all week. As soon as I started eating it, I thought, I'm eating a fucking wham bar at like 10 o'clock at night. That's not good.
Lot of calories.
Oh, I'm going to have to make myself sick again.
A lot of sugar. Oh, my God.
Eating disorders on the Gaffer Tech podcast.
It's 14-12.
Yes.
To Tom?
To Tom. Unfortunately not.
No, to Ash. You're going to get a series of questions relating to sacking. I'm going to start quite easy. Ash, we're going to start with you as you're in the lead.
It's a nice, easy question. It's not going to be.
What do you mean it's unbearable? That's very rude. I work very hard on these quizzes. And
I said it's not going to be. I said it's not going to be easy. Not it's unbearable.
It is easy. I promise you. So Ash, which manager famously lasted 44 days in the Leeds United job and was the subject of the film The Damned United?
It's a good question. Now this is the kind of thing where me not being able to remember people's names really annoying. Because I can tell you what his whole thing was.
What was his thing?
No, there's no throwing over.
You've probably said this, that he was Forest manager, wasn't he?
He was. You know the guy.
And his son became Forest manager as well.
Yeah, he did, stop. Yeah.
Yeah, we need an answer. Come on.
If I just keep talking about his things, I'll remember his name.
Because I want you to get it, because you know it.
Oh, because his name's Brian Clough.
There you go. So point to us.
Did someone fucking text you on your watch again, did they?
If I know the answer, you should just give me the point, for fuck's sake.
No, that's not how things work. It's not the Thought Police quiz. Do you know the answer?
Good idea for a quiz for next week.
Just go on to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and they telepathically go, yep, you got it. No problem.
But it's our quiz, isn't it? They work the way we want it to work.
You were nearly right. It's my quiz. So it's all right. Tom, you're going to start you with an easy one as well. Should be a gimme. Who has the unenviable record of only lasting 67 days and one match in the England manager's seat before being acrimoniously sacked for being naughty?
Allardyce.
Sam Allardyce, yes. So that's one point each. Okay, question two, and there's going to be 4 points on offer for each of you if you want. Ash, Tony Adams has come to be known as one of the most cursed managers in football. Can you name any of his four unsuccessful managerial stints? There's a point for each.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
He's managed...
But there's a point for each. I know one.
Yeah, yeah, there were two of them are very hard. One of them's easy-ish, one's medium.
Oh, not even telepathically. I can't remember him ever managing anyone.
No, well, he did quite badly at all of them. But you can rattle off a few guesses if you want. Four guesses.
Forest?
Incorrect.
Cardiff?
Incorrect.
Swansea?
Incorrect.
the Isle of Dogs.
I thought you were going to say Wrexham. You were very, very focused on Welsh teams there.
What's you loving dogs got to do with any of it? Oh, I love dogs. Hey.
I can vaguely remember him.
He managed Wickham. He managed Pompey quite badly.
I was going to say Pompey. That was the only one.
He then went to Qabala in Azerbaijan. And then he had a stint at Granada, and he went viral last year for a very bizarre...
The dance, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
The dance.
So it's 1 point to Ashton.
Doing the dance.
Tom, Neil Warnock is among the top sacking contenders to have been let go by 4 different clubs. You get a point for each. Neil Warnock's been sacked 4 times.
Okay, Sheffield Wednesday?
Incorrect.
Damn. Watford?
Incorrect.
Damn. Hull?
Incorrect.
Oh, for fuck's sake. West Brom.
Incorrect. I would have thought
Sheffield United was on. Did he quit?
He said Wednesday, but it wasn't United anyway. He was sacked.
Oh, did he?
Notts County, QPR, Plymouth and Palace.
Oh, it was QPR I was thinking of. Yeah. Oh, and Palace.
Yeah, you were thinking of them. You get a point, so you get the points according to Ash.
Yay, please.
No, it's still 1-1, sadly. Okay, multiple choice for question 3. Ash.
Can I choose not to play?
No, you get...
Correct, one point.
Multiple choice, it's all right. Okay. Now, Ash, I don't want you to get worried by the first few words of this question, okay? In 2010, North Korean manager... we should mention that no animals have been harmed in the writing of these questions. In 2010, North Korean manager Kim Jong-un, very similarly named, was sacked after not winning the World Cup. Heir apparent Kim Jong-un felt that if he had followed the tactics he gave him, that North Korea would have won. But not only was he sacked, he was also punished. How else was he punished? These are your 3 options. Was it A, he was stripped of all previous sporting honours and forced to relocate to one of the poorest housing estates in North Korea? Was it B, he was forced to work in the coal mines as well as the next 2 generations of his family? Or was it C, he was humiliated and berated for hours by 400 North Korean officials and made to work hard labour in the construction industry? Which one was it?
Oh my God.
I think the last one.
One of them is mental.
I think the third one is what happened.
You going with C?
Yeah.
That's correct. It was C.
Oh,
but I should say that A and B were punishments for Olympians who didn't come home with medals.
You're joking. Christ. The coal mines one.
And his family. Future family is what they are.
Future family. Oh my hell. God. Just move out of the country, innit?
Or just win a gold medal. Do you know what I mean?
Just try harder. Be better
at just the Olympics, isn't it?
Just relocate, guys.
Okay,
Tom. So it's 2-1 to Ash. Tom, ex-Huddersfield striker Ife Onuora was sacked by the Ethiopian FA after revealing what to the world media and embarrassing them. So he said something to the media at a press conference that embarrassed the Ethiopian FA and they released it. They sacked him. Was it A, that the team had to walk to an away game in nearby Eritrea? Was it B, he had to spend hours removing several cattle from the training ground before training sessions? Or was it C, that due to budget restrictions, they had to train with a basketball whilst waiting for more supplies?
Oh, I might go for the cattle one.
You going for cattle?
Yeah.
It is cattle.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Had to remove cattle from training ground before sessions. Well done. 2-2.
God, that's training in itself, isn't it?
That's true. Yeah. I don't think they picked up the cows.
And he said, when you said I was be playing with balls, I didn't think you mean these balls. Thought you meant other balls. That's how they talk in Ethiopia.
Yeah, obviously. It's very close to Yorkshire. Yeah.
That's dead.
Okay, so question 4. The theme is unusual sackings. So, Ash, Steve Claridge was sacked by Millwall in July 2005. What was unusual about that sacking? There's a clue in the question. Steve Claridge was sacked by Millwall in July 2005. What was unusual about that sacking? What's peculiar about that sacking?
They did it via teletext.
That's an excellent guess, actually, because that would have been...
They texted him or something like that.
That would have been... That's a very good guess.
It's got to be something to do with the date, isn't it? Because it's July.
It's the seasons.
Yeah. Go on. He was on holiday.
No, also a good guess. It was that it was pre-season. He hadn't taken charge for a game yet.
Nice.
He hadn't managed to
get rid of him then.
Well, you just have to ask Steve Claridge. He famously used to wear one sock up, one sock down.
Oh, that'd be why.
Yeah, maybe it's that.
You get away with shit like that, mate.
So still 2-2.
Yes.
George Burley was sacked by Hearts after just 10 games in 2005. And what was unusual about that sacking?
they were top of the league and hadn't been beaten, I'm saying?
Correct.
We literally talked about this last week.
We talked about it on the podcast.
For fuck's sake.
Yes!
Did we?
Yeah, we did.
I never would have known that.
I might avoid that point off you then.
Oh, behave yourself.
It was last week. It was like 3 weeks
ago. It was literally last week.
No, I feel bad. That's bad, that.
Oh, Joe, fucking call police now. Look at this shit. As if you would have ever got that.
Of course I did. I knew it.
Well, well played.
It's in my mind.
That is quite bad. I can probably reword another question to like
level out.
Because if I told you last week, then that's a bit bad, isn't it?
No, well, you just mentioned it to Ash and I just overheard it. You told Ash, so if anything,
We were having a private conversation.
Yeah, and I just overheard it and I just kept to the...
Well, we'll see what happens at the end of the quiz, because I feel like it might be a bit unfair. Okay, now it's a question for both of you. We're going to go alternate. Ash and Tom. Okay, 8 Premier League managers have got the sack this season.
Oh, fuck.
Now, taking it in turns to name them one by one, if one of you fails to name one or gets one incorrect, the other person will get a chance to complete the list. But I'm going to give Ash an extra life.
Nice.
Why?
That's fair, right? So if Ash gets one wrong, he gets another.
I can only think of one anyway. So
but we're going to start with that. We're going to start with Ash. So it's 3-2 to Tom as it stands. Eight Premier League management sacks. And Ash?
Bilic.
Bilic, so, correct.
Only one I've got, so.
So that's three
that,
all.
You're going to be
all
right.
So is it to me now?
Yeah.
To you.
Pulis.
Pulis is correct. That's, you do know the match. You just got to think.
Right. It's just the thinking,
that's
isn't
4-3.
It?
There's still 6 left. Some pretty recent.
Yeah. I can tell you the clubs. So the Watford lost their manager.
Yeah, who was that?
That was a guy.
Come on, Lee.
Even just his surname.
Southampton lost their manager, who was... the really boring guy.
Well, before you go down that road, the Southampton one wasn't this season technically.
Oh, wasn't it?
Come on,
Ash. You got two life. You got a life anyway.
Oh, we fucking life. Come on, I know one. Come on.
For fuck's sake,
Ash. You're from quizzes.
Terrible.
You're not designed for quizzes because your recollection of names is appalling.
Yeah, exactly. Can we not make it multiple choice? Then I'll just win.
Come on, Ash. You got one in you. You got
Fernandez? What's his name?
Fernandez is incorrect. You got another guess.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Hold on, let me think. Oh,
I can't believe this. Bullshit.
Absolutely. Oh my god. What's the fucking Leicester manager's name? Or was that last season?
No, that's this season.
Oh, I'm not having this. That is ridiculous. You gave him an extra life and you gave him a fucking clue.
No, because I still was going to say if I remembered his name, which was Ranieri.
No, that's not Ranieri, I'm afraid.
Was it?
No, that's not this
season. Right, that's
no, it's
it.
Not
yeah,
this season.
That was our season.
Oh,
so that's Ash out.
But can I win it by getting this right?
I tell you can, and if you can name more than one, then Ash's point wouldn't have mattered anyway if you can do more than one.
I could do... Ronald
Koeman. Oh, yeah.
That's a point. That would have been 5-3. If you can get more, it would take the heat off me quite a lot. Because now, in the quiz format, you'd have got to carry on making that.
Yeah, it's... I know who you're thinking. It's...
Everton manager?
That's who it was, yeah, Koeman.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Tom.
Kiko...
Oh,
Flores.
Kiko Flores.
Flores, wasn't it?
No, no.
Not Kiko Flores is the player, isn't it? But Flores, yeah.
No, Flores was... This guy replaced Flores.
Oh,
they fire their managers.
They do.
Go on.
You don't know anymore. But that's going to be a problem for me. But yeah,
I've got one, right?
You got one, yeah, but I wouldn't mind you getting another one. Saying that, you're still beaten by 2 points, so yeah, that is...
Yeah,
you're
so
right.
There you go.
The others were Frank De Boer got sacked after like 3 games.
Oh, fucking hell. I forgot about De Boer.
Craig Shakespeare was the Leicester manager.
Shakespeare.
I forgot. They got rid of Ranieri. Shakespeare really got rid of him.
Paul Clement was sacked by Swansea not long ago, a few weeks ago.
Oh.
Mark Hughes got sacked.
Of course he did at Stoke. Fuck.
And Marco Silva.
Oh, that's the Watford guy, isn't it?
That's the guy you wanted the sack. Luckily, Tom won by 2 points, so the Hearts question didn't matter because there's no way he'd have got that. And the tiebreaker was going to be, how long was Alex, the opposite of sacking, how many days was Alex Ferguson in the job at Man U?
Oh, my God. That's a good question.
It's a good question, isn't it?
6,000.
What would you have guessed, Ash?
4,500?
It's 9,691.
Wow!
So actually, you don't need a 3 point. So that's a bit of relief off me because
nice 14-13 though. That's good.
Yeah,
it is good. 14-13
heating up.
And then that's it.
As we go into game week 28.
We'll just get you level to 14 all next week, and then I'll vanish until the last game week of the season, and then and that's
and
it.
Then, yeah.
Yeah, because I've got to go to Ethiopia to move some cattle.
Yeah, why not?
And that's it.
Busy.
But yeah, busy, that's a proper general knowledge quiz. I think a few of the Gafferazzi might like that one.
That's good.
That is all we got time for this week. But remember, you can tweet us, even though it's FA Cup, we'll still be on Twitter, being bloody hilarious. So follow us at The Gaffer Tapes. You can email us info@thegaffertapes.com. And obviously, you can get us on Facebook. Facebook.com/thegaffertapes.
Get us on bloody YouTube. Got a couple of videos.
You can't
on there
keep
now.
Saying that if you don't know the YouTube address.
You can just search The Gaffers, but we've got
The Gaffers. Yeah, we've got our Aubameyang song and a little bit of me doing a little bit of stand up.
We'll link the address on there as we kind of increase that. And also, we should obviously say thank you to all our faithful Gafferazzi
patrons of the podcast. Yeah, and have we got a little announcement to make about Patreon?
So we changed the way we're doing Patreon to make it simpler. So now it's just like £5 a month instead of paying a couple of quid per episode.
Yeah.
So it's like £5 or
$7. And everyone's, it's the same. It's very like communist, isn't it?
It's very communist.
There used to be different tiers and a king of Patreon.
There's no tiers. We don't want any tiers.
We no tiers. That's our motto. Johnson's baby. We're in a legal battle with them. And we just wanted it to be a bit fairer. It's going to be just that per month. You get an exclusive Patreon podcast when it comes out. They've been very good. And entry to the Gafferazzi League. We just want to make it a lot more simpler, a lot more streamlined, someone would say.
And, of course, the big one, as well as all the podcasts and stuff like that, they get extra. Whenever Craig fucks off next to Turkmenistan or the jungle or something, we may call upon our official Gafferazzi to be our Patreon guest hosts, as we did when Craig went to Australia at the end of last year.
Exactly, yeah. So if you haven't had a click on Patreon, go and have a look. And I'm sure the Gafferazzi will tell you the exclusive podcasts. So lots of fun. They're very fun to call. We don't really talk football. We talk a lot of more of the other shit. But have a look at that. And if you're
more of a sort of actual comedy podcast, isn't it?
But do the Patreons need to change themselves?
Yeah, if you are a current Patreon, you just need to go and select like the new Patreon tier or whatever. That's pretty much everybody, it works out cheaper.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully a bit fairer for everyone. But head over to that. Yeah. But most importantly, let us know how your game week's going to go, where you are in the league, any questions, etc. at the Gaffer Tapes on Twitter. But that's about us, isn't it, lads, for this week?
That's about it. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. It's been very fantasy football knowledge heavy. And then
I
feel a little bit ill, I'm not going to lie to you.
Steered us back on track and then you had to pull out a prop.
Yeah, I know, I feel a little bit sick after eating that. I think it was really, really out of date.
But yeah, we'll keep you posted about Tom's bowel movements over the next few days in the absence of a game week. And we promise there'll be no props or confectionery in the next pod. But best of luck for the next game week. Best of luck getting through FA Cup weekend. Thanks very much for listening. And goodbye.